Yo, what up, world? Yo, 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 what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony in the building with my man K Diddy. K Diddy, where you at, baby?
I am, baby. What's going on today? What's up?
Yeah, man, we trying to sign live. Last week we were kind of down and out because we were tired and all that. But once again, 2:30 p.m. on the dot. You know what I mean? Can a player play? We come through live. Your boy Pretty Tone, K Diddy, Reg, Lady Joy, Dr. Mandrake. We chop it up, we mix it up, and we put things out there, man. I see we got a few people in the room with us. Thank you so much for joining us once again. And we're going to jump the show off with a little bit of something like this.
Girl, I'm in love with you, baby, and I want you to know that I'm hooked on your body, and I'm trying to be yours. Weave it up like a gorilla.
Crucial lengths, brother. I am so damn serious. especially when you're younger. As you get older, you wise up a little bit, but we're in our younger days, man, and sometimes even us cats who have gone up in age a little bit, the lengths we have gone through to get to know a woman is crazy. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, man. Just, you know what I mean, the crazy things we men and women have done to get to touch a woman or a man, whatever your preference is. We don't knock nobody up on here. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, K. Diddy.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know what? This week you're going to have to speak up a whole lot more, brother. I am so damn serious. You know what I mean? You're too laid back, too mellow. But hold on. I see 421 got something to say. Let me let him in the building. 421,
hello?
On.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Joy.
Lady Joy, what's happening?
Hey. I've been working on Sundays, but I'm back now. It's on.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong. You know, man, we tried, you know, loyalty and passion kind of kept us in line, seriously, you know what I mean? Make sure we behave ourselves, you know what I mean? But you have been missed. Reg, where you at, baby?
Wait, what? I'm here, man. I'm here.
Hey, Reg.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear
you.
You're kind of breathing hard there. Fluffy Delicious.
I'm here.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I was having technical difficulties, but I'm here.
Good.
Get the hair out of your throat.
Hey, Red.
What?
You hear KD trying to clown you talking about get the hair out your throat. I don't even know what that means.
Oh!
Didn't nobody hear me say nothing of the sort.
Y'all are nasty.
You're the one said it.
He's been trying to get back at me about three months for some shit I said about three months ago. Cracked on him, and he's been trying to get me back ever since. That shit was 3 months ago.
Lady Joy, man, what's going on? How things been going for you?
Oh, it's been going really good. I miss you guys. I've been working on Sundays, but I'm off today, so I'm ready. And I'm thank loyalty and passion for holding it down for me, because I know they had to keep y'all in line.
Yes, they did. And you know what? We enjoy loyalty and passion so much because they come through and they represent, you know what I mean? And we get out of line sometimes, especially K. Diddy, you know what I mean? Matter of fact, let me start the show off with my normal public service disclaimer. The opinions of K. Diddy are entirely his own and do not reflect the opinion of all the staff and parties on this call.
I heard that, because he'll get you in trouble.
A few minutes ago, you were talking about I was too quiet and I need to speak up, see?
I agree you need to speak up, brother. You know what I mean? You got a lot you need to say. I'm just saying all the opinions are your own.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. You know
well,
what
I'm a
mean?
Girl
but
that
I heard you held
fashion.
It down.
Where
at
you
that,
at?
Hey, I heard you held it down at that IEA show, Lady George. You did a good job,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
I want to congratulate you, man.
Thank you. I had a ball. We had a ball. The show was off the hook. They had a lot of good entertainment and a lot of talent going on there.
And also,
a lot of
I heard that we kind of missed your birthday, so we didn't get a
yeah.
chance to shout you out.
That's
and,
okay. I'm going to have another one. And if you're not there, then I have to be on the radio and dog you out. But, you know, no biggie.
Yes, indeed. So happy belated birthday from all the fellas up on here. We definitely appreciate you, and we're glad to have you back. The switchboard is lighting up. Welcome to the show. Can a player play? We are back again this week. You know what I mean? Like I said, we're talking about the things that both men and women do. All in the pursuit of, you know, some people say happiness, some people pursuing a nut, some people pursuing, they got other ulterior motives, probably somebody's bank account, but you know what I mean? the things we have
that
done.
Happens.
That does happen, and we keep it real up on here.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
And it works both ways, too.
Some serious extremes. trying to get close to a woman, you know. K. Diddy lost his first set of life savings all in the pursuit of one woman, but he ain't going to admit it.
You kidding?
She took my dog. She took my dog. Took my dog.
Not the dog.
She got my dog.
You know what I mean? Dr. Mandrake will probably be joining us later, and I just want to, you know, each week I'm there's this new thing that I call WOW. I call it Words of Wisdom that I want to throw out there to the world. You know what I mean? Because we all need to hear some. But when you have your life and you're living, you know your boy Pretty Tone likes to put this out there. This is your moment in time, man. So live your life, love your life, and make sure you laugh, man, because you weren't
there
put
you
here
go.
To be in complete misery all the damn time. You know what I mean? That is no way to live at all. Straight up. I am also serious about that. We finally got the MySpace page up and running. It's www.myspace.com/canaplayaplay. We're still tinkering with it a little bit. We're going to put everybody's info on there so y'all can get to know us personally. Put the emails on there and, you know, give you about personalities. But I'll talk to Reg about that in a minute. Well, let's see what's happening here in the chat room. So, Joy, man, bring some flavor.
Hey,
show.
I'm ready to talk about
to
whatever
people.
You want to talk about.
All right, well, talk to the people. They've been missing you. Let them hear your voice for a minute. Shout them out.
I'm here, my people. I missed you, too. You know, I've been working. You know, some of us have to do that for a living, you know. So I had to represent. And I'm back representing my folks on Blog Talk Radio. Can a player play? So bring it. Bring it.
Reg back up in the chat room talking about Fluffy Delicious again.
I got your Fluffy Delicious, okay?
Reg is back up in the chat room talking about Fluffy Delicious again. Now, the first question I want to put out there is, this is for K. Diddy, because I keep telling him he don't talk. K. Diddy, you there, right? K.
Diddy?
Hello?
Of course I'm here. Where else would
okay.
I be?
Okay,
speak
just
up, homie.
I got a question for you, brother. As you think back in your vast memory banks, what are one or two of the let's not, I'm not going to say outrageous. What are the two of the things that you really have went out your way when you were in pursuit of a young lady?
Well, I got a job.
Say what?
Say what?
Got a job.
Oh, she has to have a job.
You got a job to get a young lady, or you got a job to work in the same building that she is in?
And look, I got a job, period, because I didn't have a car. The only way I could get a woman is I had to be mobile, so I had to get a job to get a car so I can go get a woman.
Yeah, because
okay,
catching the bus ain't cool. Catching the bus isn't cool when you're trying to impress somebody.
Haven't you always heard me say a cowboy without a horse ain't shit?
Yes, I have. So, but you know what? So hold on, Joy. I gotta ask you. You just said catching the bus. So you what you trying to say? If a bus ride is all a brother got, you wouldn't date him?
Well,
no.
Not if I had to catch the bus, too.
These are the wrong conversations you can have.
Two people catching the bus is just not going to work.
Oh,
but
it's okay. It's okay if he caught the bus by himself, right?
You get a chance to talk.
Well, you know, if he's working on getting a car, you know, and not just
okay, clean
saying,
it up.
Well,
clean it up, because I was going to say that's foul, Joy.
No, I guess getting a car, you know, that's cool, but, you know, it depends on the person, because sometimes that's all they have. And if you really like a person, it really doesn't matter. If he can get to you by bus, you know, or bicycle, skateboard, skates, I mean, it's cool. It works out for some people. Not everybody can accept. You know, you got your gold diggers out here. But, you know, if it works for you, you know, more power.
Yeah, because it ain't every brother or sister got the power to have a car. You know what I mean? They're probably just getting on their feet.
I can't stand I keep saying a cowboy without a horse ain't shit.
But a cowboy with a gun can get a horse.
Okay, hey, Rich, and I'm glad you brought that up, because knuckleheads from the eight neighborhoods I grew up in on the weekend would probably go steal a car just to drive over to some woman's house trying to get at her or get to the latest party.
Why,
hey, man, why you didn't say that favorite word right there, man? I heard you choke up a minute.
Yeah, I did choke up,
your
didn't
favorite,
I? What
was that you was going to say?
I was going to say broad. You got to give it to the broad house, but then I know Joy was going to
get that's your broad over here, man. I keep telling you about that.
You know what I mean? Hey, Rich.
Yo.
I got your broad.
Okay.
We talked about
that. Your turn, brother.
Hey, what have you
gone out of your way to do to get to a young lady?
First of all, I want to tell Joy that the opposite of a broad is a narrow. And a brother needs something. The opposite to a broad is a narrow. So don't get your feelings hurt because, you know, brother needs something he can cling to. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got something you can cling to, too. Get up off that broad crap, okay? Clean it up.
Now, normally I would ask some questions right about here, but I'm not going to touch that.
Why not? Don't be scared.
So,
don't
come
be
on.
Scared.
So,
where are some of my other people at? I want to hear some opinions besides y'all's opinionated opinions.
Hold on. I'm trying to help. Chill. I'm trying to ask a question here. Tony said, what have I done?
Yeah, going all out of your way to get to a woman.
I have gone to the airport, put up a banner at the baggage claim, showed up with flowers, and surprise, you like tap on the shoulder, this is all for you.
Aww, isn't that sweet? And what did she say?
I love you, man.
I love you, man.
I won, if that's what you want to know.
You
won. What is your definition of winning, Reg? What is your definition that you won? What did you win? What was the prize?
Yeah, what'd you win?
Achieving my goal.
Which is? Getting some?
You know. What's a brother trying to get when you go through all that?
Some.
So it is fair to say that was not a pursuit of marital bliss. That was more a lustful pursuit.
Exactly. Because without a satisfactory lustful relationship, you can't go from there. You can only read so many books. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. Want to remind everybody of the call-in number. It is 646-929-2870. If you want to join the conversation, press the number 1. Come on in. You're more than welcome. We're friendly folks up on here. We kind of act crazy sometimes. The switchboard, I see 714 as usual joining us. She normally don't want to say nothing, but we're glad to have you here every week with us. I think I see loyalty and passion, 813, you know, 481. The usual suspects are here with us, I hope. Loyalty, you there?
Yeah.
Shout out
to
loyalty
and
passion. Shout out to loyalty and passion because they tracked me down, backed me up at the concert to ask for the personal definition of fluffy delicious.
Okay, I'm here.
Yeah, they had you cornered.
that's okay.
You
I
like
see it. I see there also 212 area code got their hand up. Reg, let 212 up in here. Let's hear what they got to say.
All right. 212-729. Yeah, who are you and what's your point?
My brother from another mother. I want to know who Fluffy Delicious is.
No, Fluffy Delicious. I need y'all to introduce. This is Craig. Craig is my brother from another mother. He's in Mexico right now.
No,
don't be
hey.
No,
Well, hold on, mi amigo. ¿Qué pasó?
Yeah, I'm not up to that yet.
I didn't say he spoke Spanish. I said he was in Mexico. You see, that's a New York telephone number.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I just wanted my Latino brethren to feel welcome. But welcome, brother. What's good, Craig? Welcome to the room. Can a player play? We up in here. You know, we chop it up with these young ladies. Because, you know, Joy got me all tripping. I want to say broads, but you know what I mean? Y'all get all offended by that.
You damn Skippy. You want us to call you knucklehead ass? Would you get offended about that?
What about home?
Why does everybody get so offended, man?
Craig, they get offended. They were confused about Fluffy Delicious.
Ain't nobody confused.
And it's right across the street. You can't do no better unless they come knock on your door.
I got backed up at the concert to be asked about Fluffy Delicious, which is if they like. That big body and all that, forget all that. Fluffy, delicious. So
I just like the way it sounds, personally.
Thank you.
I just like the way it sounds.
Thank you. That's the whole point. It's self-explanatory.
Yeah, how it sounds and how it feels, right?
Thank you.
Oh. Now, Craig, since you joined us up in the room, I got to ask you a question, brother. Tell me one thing that you have done all out of your way to get to a woman. You know what I mean?
Coming in broken up, man.
He said, what have you done? How have you gone out of your way to get next to the woman of your choice? And I happen to know that you have one of those. So what did you do?
Why's she got to be one of those?
What?
Because she is, man. She's a great girl. You know, she's everything that I ever dreamed of.
See?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I married my best friend.
See?
Joy. That's good.
She did what she did when she was young. I did what I did, and you got to just accept each other for who you are.
There you go. I like him. He's cool.
I ain't that cool.
I ain't wise.
I'm magical.
Oh, okay, well, whatever. Whatever blows up your skirt, dude.
Oh,
we
gotta, nice.
I will do the visual of Joy blowing up his skirt. We got a couple of callers. We got a caller at 561 and a caller at 813. Caller, you guys are live. What's your point and who are you?
Okay, this is Loyalty. I've just been listening to you guys just jaw-jocking about what has a man done to go out of his way in order to get a woman. And from this one gentleman just speaking about, you know, she's the girl of his dreams. Well, how limited are your dreams?
Oh, shit.
How limited are my dreams?
Oh, hold it. I happen to know her, and he has big dreams. Trust me.
Okay, now you can take that a couple of ways, Rez. Now,
brother,
what?
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Passion, loyalty, what did they do to get you? That's what I want to know.
Pardon me? Say that again.
What did someone do to get to you, Fluffy Delicious?
Well, I do remember that. I had a gentleman that I can't remember that robbed a bank trying to impress me.
Definitely.
Whoa!
Did you say rob a bank?
That's
the problem. That's the problem. People are trying
him.
To impress each other.
Wait.
Why do you have to,
well,
why
yeah,
do you have
that's
to
what you
impress
do.
Somebody?
That's what you do. I mean, my man Craig
just put a real important question out there. Why do we have to impress each other? I think that's one of the critical things, because we all paint pictures when we're trying to attract. All of us, men
exactly.
and women, do it. But
exactly.
my man Craig said, why do we do it? Now, that's a deep question right there.
Can I answer it?
Go ahead.
Try to impress somebody.
Okay, as far as, like, impressing someone, I mean, like, if somebody's not doing anything special, you know, it's like, okay.
What's special,
and,
though?
And
what's
he's
special?
Boring. It's boring. But, you know, like, if they do something, it's like when you go out, you want to dress to impress. You know, you dress up, you look nice.
This is Madison Avenue, man. I go to the beach, I wear a pair of shorts, I have a beach man's outfit. If you've got a pair of shorts out, if you hang out playing volleyball, I'm just chilling.
Craig. Meg, I think we got a bad connection with you because you're fading in and out real bad, my brother.
Yeah, he's breaking up.
Nah, man, I don't know, we got a real bad connection with you, but go ahead, Joy, what you're saying?
Well, to me, like when you're trying to impress someone, you want them to notice you more than they see someone else. So you're going to do something out of the ordinary or something special to attract them to you. That's impressing someone. You know, you might take them to a special place. You know, you might give them a present or something or you know, just be that person instead of just sitting back and just...
Are you trying to show them how special you are, or are you trying to show them how special they are?
No. When I'm saying impressing each other, you impress each other. If it's about being sexy, if that's your persona, I mean, hey, you just got it like that. But you can go out of the ordinary to do something special to catch the attention of that person that you're trying to attract. Duh.
So basically, if you like blend in, because that's one of my theories that I tell guys all the time. You can't just blend into the scenery, because then you're not doing nothing for her to be like, who's he?
Exactly. You know, something
has to spark that initial eye contact, that attraction, right?
We finally agree on something, Tony.
Thank you. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with that, but I'll take it for now. Because that removes the tension between us, and that's what fuels the show. You know what I mean? So in a minute, I'll say something to upset you. I promise.
And I'm waiting on that, too.
Reg, I think Craig is back with the 212. Let my man in. Craig, you there?
Craig, you live.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah,
all right, brother. You were fading out so bad on us, but you were asking a question like, why do we have to impress people in the first place?
Well, why should we have to, man? Like, why do I care? Like, the modern words used for impressing people is Mercedes, dollars, diamonds.
Not really.
Oh, come on.
Not really. Now, here you go talking like women are materialistic, and it's not even about that all the time.
I'm not talking about women being materialistic. I'm just talking about society being materialistic.
But it's not even about being materialistic if you want to attract somebody. I mean, like, you could dress nice.
You just got done saying you have to look nice. You have to dress nice. So what does that mean exactly?
Ain't nobody going to be attracted to somebody that's not combing their hair, being all funky and stuff, and got run-over shoes or no shoes and just be looking all trifling. Would you be attracted to that? I didn't think so.
I am. I moved to Mexico.
I didn't hear that.
He said he moved to Mexico.
All righty then. Whatever blows up your skirt, bruh.
Hey.
And he lives off the beach where you don't have to wear those shoes.
Oh, man.
Y'all just
but you know what? In between that comment, though, seriously, I understand where my man is coming from, where he's like, why should we have to go through all that? But truth be told, if there's nothing, as we just said when he was off, when he was probably trying to call back, Joyce, that there has to be something that that attracts that person's eye, right?
Exactly.
Sure, there has to be a spark, definitely. There definitely has to be a spark.
Yeah, there definitely has to be a spark. So it's not always materialistic because,
exactly.
You know,
there are some women
that if you show, not a lot, but there are women who love a challenge. And if you show up in them beat-up-ass shoes you like to talk about, Joy, and you don't look too well-kept, there are some women who will be like, ooh, all he needs is some love. I can clean him up and make him mine because I'm tired of my brother's
Myra.
Thank you. All you need is love.
Well, you know what? There are other women that say, if he doesn't have it by now, he ain't going to get it, okay?
That's not necessarily true.
Some women like a brother.
There's some brothers.
Go ahead, Craig. No, I'm just saying, what happens if you meet somebody that you had an intellectual conversation with that didn't look to your liking? Had those rundown shoes, but you don't know, maybe he just got done working 20 hours somewhere.
Yeah, well, no. He had to have a lot more going on than that. I mean, like, come on now.
Well, hold on.
If you're trying to impress somebody, you ain't gonna go out like that, you know.
Can you
and just coming home from
Hello.
So you've never met somebody just out here on the street?
If you're trying to impress nobody, then we can go out like that.
Can you say shallow?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, can you
say
pick yourself
up? I think it's
up?
Going out. What
the hell?
What's that?
I said, can you say fix yourself up?
Hey.
Well, what if they think themselves of being fixed up? Like, what? See, my whole thing is about materialism.
It's not about materialism.
It sounds like it is.
No. You posed the question, why do you have to impress somebody? Because you want to be noticed. Am I correct?
No, not at all. If you need to be noticed, then you really, you know, you have other issues that you have to deal with.
Hold on. 813, you wanted to say something? Come on in.
Yes, Passion. And I was just going to say that the gentleman, Craig, he missed the conversation of about a week ago where we were discussing that presentation is a part of the package for establishing something with someone. If you can throw, you know, Mr. or Miss Wright off just by your presentation. So, yes, it does count how you present yourself, because that tells a lot about
exactly.
you. What you want in life, what you don't want, if you have any, you know, ambitions or hopes. So, yes, presentation has definitely got to be there.
Well, hold on, Passion. I want to play devil's advocate with Craig for a while. Now, he's right, the conversation from a week ago about presentation, I'm a firm believer in that. Now, suppose the presentation is beyond what it looks like. Suppose it's the content of the brother's conversation where even
Thank
though he
you.
May not look right, his conversation got some damn sense to it.
That's going to lead me to wonder why the package isn't together. That makes the conversation suspect. You know, some people talk and talk about things they don't even know what they're talking about. They're just talking.
Okay.
So, I'm going to equate the conversation with the package and wonder where is
okay.
it
okay.
You know, being thrown off at.
All right. So if K. Diddy showed up in a leather pants with a booty cut out, he'd be suspect, wouldn't he?
He'd be suspect.
I saw him like that the other day. He had those on the other day.
No, he wouldn't be the suspect. He'd be the victim.
So that ain't right.
Okay.
Well, didn't you feel a little breeze the other day when you had that ride?
All right. Now, okay. I just wanted to lighten the moment for a minute, but I got another question. Suppose loyalty and joy, you with me, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Suppose the brother is well-dressed, well-groomed, but the content of his conversation is bullshit.
Longer the story, the bigger the lie, man. Look at Wall Street.
There you go. Could you get caught up in the brother because he's well-groomed with a decent face and his conversation is bullshit?
Oh, no. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. It has to be a total
What about after six drinks?
No, that's not going to happen. He's going to have a package because you gentlemen have to understand, the same way that you're putting out your thoughts and your dreams and your inspirations and your whole kit and caboodle is the same way that women look at. She could look very nice, and she could have the three pretty Tony, what we were talking about the tits, the ass, and the whole nine yards. And then she's sitting there holding
weeks.
A conversation, and she's lost. And then the gentleman's looking at her, well, you know, as long as she keeps her mouth shut, then I guess I can just have her in my presence. Women look the same way. If he can keep his mouth shut, okay, that's fine. He's just eye candy, mm-hmm. or she's eye candy.
Cool,
but as far
cool.
as coming out and trying to represent themselves as a whole package and trying to get involved with somebody, no. You can't get caught
up. The whole thing about it is not prejudging people.
Who's judging?
That's what life's about, man. You're saying.
It's not
you're
about
saying
judging.
You're talking about first appearances right off the bat.
No,
I'm just saying, you
see a woman and she's attractive and she has on a pair of glasses or sunglasses and you don't know she has a cock eye. When she takes those glasses off, what are you going to say then? What are you going to do then? Are you going to continue with that conversation? Because that's a distraction.
Why wouldn't I continue the conversation? I was obviously having a conversation for a reason.
Okay, but like I said, you're going to be distracted. If you tell me that you're not, then I need to send one to Mexico to sit down and hold a conversation with you.
You should come down to Mexico and have a conversation with me. I can guarantee you'll look at life a little bit different after 20 minutes.
No,
I understand what you're saying. Everything is presentation. I'm sorry?
You can guarantee that, you said?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I have people invite me to speak and talk and just sit down and have a conversation with them, and 20 minutes later they'll look at life a little bit differently. Everything is about presentation. You're correct.
Exactly.
So we're all prejudiced because we prejudge how people
it's
look
right away. It's not
about
being prejudiced. That's human nature, sweetheart. When you see something
that's right,
that
exactly.
Attracts
that's human nature. Human nature is designed. Go ahead, continue.
No, you were speaking. You said human nature is designed to what? That's how it is. You
human,
see something that's going to attract you.
Human nature is designed.
Your
attractions, but what you're saying is your attractions are from what people look like. I'm saying, why wouldn't I continue the conversation with the cockeyed girl? I've had plenty of those in my day.
Are you married to one right now?
I'm married. I'm married to somebody, darling, that blow your mind away.
Hey, the cockeyed girl might be able to touch her nose with her tongue. What are you talking about?
Well, the bottom line.
You know what?
Is-
We know where you're coming from, so.
That's why you just
you go ahead with that one.
Don't work out in 3 weeks. Let it go.
Oh, it's a 3 week rule. Is that what it is?
The podcast girl might be able to do math analysis and investment, you know, crunch numbers in her head. You know, just because once you made contact and started a conversation, no one is perfect. We all have. Sometimes
we all have our stuff, man.
It's all in what you're looking for in the world. If cockeyed works for you, that's all good. If run over shoes works for you, that's all good.
You could even keep a straight
face. It's in the eye of the beholder. There is no prejudging or anything that's going on. I'm just bringing these things out because these are things that people have said to us. These are distractions. So, you know, be the eye of the beholder.
Check this out. This is the power of being able to control the whole internet thing. You might not have been looking for the cockeyed girl, but if the girl you're looking for has everything that you ever wanted and happens to be cockeyed, then you take that into consideration. You say, well, okay, you know, I can deal with that because she got everything else. That's like a minor thing.
Yeah, but see, you got it. When you first come up on that person and they cockeyed, you got to get back. But if you see now, you can't tell me if you come up against a girl and she's cockeyed and you don't know the rest of the stuff about her, you know, you're not gonna even go there. You're gonna like, hi, how you doing? Keep going until you
no.
see somebody that's
no,
not
maybe
cockeyed.
Maybe it's a challenge. Maybe you can hit it right and straighten out her eyes.
No, you're wrong. Let me tell you why you're wrong.
All depends on like, exactly what you said. It all depends on what you're looking for and how you want to go about it.
Now, I've got to ask the ladies a question.
It's like you said, I'm looking for somebody that's cockeyed that can crunch numbers and stuff. Oh, okay, you want to find a cockeyed girl? You see that? Go for it.
A cockeyed number person.
Hey, y'all, first of all, I need to do the public service disclaimer. We're not knocking cockeyed people. I know we're laughing because it's just a funny moment, but, you know, people's handicap is not anything to be laughed about.
Exactly.
So if
I'm sure somewhere in the world there are brothers or sisters that are attracted to a cockeyed numbers cruncher.
Hey.
If that is
can touch
you,
their nose.
All good.
That can touch their nose with their tongue while they're crunching numbers.
Somebody out here for everybody.
I'm laughing, but I want to put it out there. I'm not the one that said nothing crazy this time. I'm just laughing along with everybody else. So anybody out there who likes cockeyed numbers crunches, more power to you.
That can touch their nose with their tongue.
That can touch their nose with their tongue. More power to you.
And can walk backwards at the same time.
I'm with y'all. I just want you to know.
Okay.
Now, I'm putting this question to the ladies because, you know, y'all ladies always on your high horse. Us fellas, we do it too, but y'all stay on your high horses all the time. Now, suppose a brother
there
is not well packaged. Hold on. Suppose a brother, you know, we always talking about package and presentation.
Better have a good tongue.
You know what I mean? Suppose a brother has the necessary equipment lengthwise. Can you see beyond the packaging if you know he carrying something that you desire?
Well, a lot of times you don't know if that's truthful. He could have a sock filled with marbles in there and just wearing it like that, trying to impress people. You know, you don't know that until you get to that.
What? Unique experiences. We're talking about the marbles.
Yeah, well, marbles, rocks, whatever, you know. They can, you know.
That's all like personal.
Here we go again.
I'm right here. Go right ahead. Yes.
When did that happen, Joy?
Man's size is not all there is to that gentleman. He needs to
Thank
be
you.
A full package. He's got to be able to keep my mind outside the bedroom as well.
You say that now. No, you say that now. But if he got
well,
your mind.
I say that all the time.
Hold on. But if he got your mind. And he packing like an inch and a half. Trust me, you ain't gonna be singing the same song.
That's not necessarily true. That's not true.
What?
Absolutely not
Y'all
true.
Fun.
Been there, done that.
Everybody's fun.
Not enough. Not true.
A lot of times it has to do with the motion of the ocean. What?
If you
the
want
rocket
to
inch and a half.
That's
that can only keep you satisfied. In the bedroom, it doesn't keep you satisfied outside the bedroom.
Well,
if they don't have a conversation for you, don't
yeah,
enjoy
that gets
the
old
same
after
thing
a while.
You enjoy. That gets real old real fast.
Yep.
Wait.
You got to have something else going on.
Well, that's a shame. So you guys are limited to your thinking of outside the box.
Oh, boy, did it get quiet.
What, did it just go dead?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. Everybody else got real quiet.
Okay, so what's the problem? You know, what's up? What's up? You got to have more than this that going on.
Now I'm going to put it to the fellas. You know what I mean?
Too, Red.
Yeah, put it to them.
Hey,
suppose a young lady ain't got all the packaging that you need, but her physical attributes are mind-numbing and mind-blowing. Can you see beyond that?
Yeah, for about a day.
Say what?
For about a day.
For maybe
for
a second
a
you can see beyond that?
For about a day.
There's some men who actually think that's an angel sent from heaven because they like their women with nothing between their ears. They just like physical attributes, just stand there and look pretty.
Exactly.
Now, there are other men who don't go for that.
Okay. There's teachers that...
All depends on what you want.
There you go. It all comes down to what you want because a lot of brothers, you know, myself personally, I can't just have somebody with all the physical attributes and nothing between her ears because... I get to thinking, suppose something go wrong, everything is going to fall apart if she can't hold it together. But a lot of people don't think like that. As long as the dicks and the ass are on point And as long as the head game is on point, they all to the good until the shit hit the fan and you're like, babe, I need you to go balance the checkbook and tell me what's going on, and I need you to go talk to this person. And all you hear on the end of the line is just nothing because she don't have a clue. I personally can't live with that.
I'm going to marry a soldier, man.
Say that again, Red.
It sounds like a cockeyed number cruncher. She got more than that.
With an inch and a half.
Nose with her tongue.
You know what? I expect better, y'all. I expect K. Diddy to say some shit like that because he's just quite capable. But he quiet, and it's the rest of y'all.
Exactly, because I'm waiting for the intellectual conversation.
And what would you know about that? What would you know about that?
Well, I'm listening to what you guys are talking about.
Well, please.
Well, say
please.
Something. You scared? Are you scared?
Interject something intellectual into the conversation. We're waiting.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, ghetto. I don't know.
Got your
tongue?
No.
Uh-huh. Can you cut this while we wait for that?
Oh, got something
can
else.
We could probably cut to a commercial while we wait for that.
Oh, y'all wrong. Y'all trying to say K. Diddy full of shit? What are y'all trying to say?
Pretty much.
I'm just saying, the original point I made is that if you look at everybody as a potential bedmate, you're missing what's really there. You have to be a
that's true.
And start a conversation. And find out who you're talking to. And then if the girl takes off her glasses and has a cock eye, so what? Nobody's perfect.
Look, they got no likes. There's enough people calling in that they can, you know, just get comfortable saying whatever comes at the top of their head without it, you know, without thinking about it.
That's deep. Who just said that? Somebody just commented, but anyway, we're going to take a quick little musical break right here. We're going to feature an artist that was actually on the show last week, and the young man did all right for himself. J.O.
unearth me. Show me what it is. Yeah, you know just what the biz be. Popping TikTok and unlock until you get dizzy. I like you when your face red and your hair frizzy. Cut it, baby.
I see you. I see you. I see you out there on the floor. On the floor. Doing your thing. You look so fine. So fine.
Damn, like the way you do.
Welcome back to the show. This is your boy Pretty Tone coming through once again. I just saw Dr. Mandrake, but we lost him. Dr. Mandrake, come on back to us. Dr. Mandrake was just in the room with us, but we lost him, Mom, so he can come back and come through and do his thing. K. Diddy, you with me?
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? You just asked me a real interesting question in the chat room, man. You're absolutely right, you know what I mean? I need to throw it out there and remind the good folks to go out there and support the project, you know what I mean? Play a Step Your Game Up, play your Ology. It's available everywhere, www.amazon.com. If you want it autographed, www.worldmovement.com. Grab a copy of your boy Pretty Tony's book. Look out for the next book that we're going to be dropping maybe by early summer. It's called Who Is She and What Is She to You? And I think we got somebody from a block number that's trying to say something. Hold on here. Go ahead, caller from the block number. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? This is AJ. This is Augie.
Hey, what's going on,
what's
Augie?
Up,
welcome to the show.
All right, thank you, man. I was just calling and hollering at you, you know, see K. Diddy, see what's going on with y'all, man. Just checking with you.
Oh, man, we appreciate the love, brother. You know what I mean? We just here trying to do what we do, trying to spread this game. Augie,
you ain't trying to do nothing. You're doing it,
don't you? Augie.
Yeah.
You already got your copy of the book, right?
Oh, yeah. I got the CD.
Oh, you got an audio book for sure.
Yeah, I got that going on. You know, Lamont gave me that a long time ago. You know,
okay.
And I listened to it.
Okay.
I listened to it. I went to Vegas, listened to it, going and coming. And it was on and cracking, like I said. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look here. I want you to holler at my daughter right quick. I got Ava on the phone. You know what I'm saying?
What's her name?
Hello.
How you doing, ma'am? Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah, Augie just threw you on the phone and threw you to the wolves, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what I mean? We're up in here talking about men-women relationships and all that good stuff and the things men and women do to get the man or woman that they want. Sometimes we get all outrageous with it, and sometimes, you know, we don't do enough. And that's what we up on here talking about today. So welcome to the show. We're going to hold on. We're going to get right back to you, sweetheart. I see my man Craig is back with us from the 212. We're waiting for Dr. Mandrake to come on. And I think my man Craig got something to say. Craig, what's good? Craig, you there?
I think Craig is having some technical difficulties.
Yeah. I think all y'all having some technical difficulties.
I think you have a mental defect now.
Okay, it's Craig is back, but he has bad reception. You know, he's calling from Mexico, so y'all got to forgive him because he's fading in and out, fading in and out.
He probably sitting on top of a telephone pole.
Probably got to do that, send the radar up. Now, the original, you know, up here on Can of Play, Play, we sometimes we start off with a subject, but then we go all over the place because, you know, it all ties into what we're talking about. You know what I mean? The outrageous stuff that we started off today talking about, the things that men and do, women do before we get to understanding ourselves when we want somebody. And, you know what I mean, the brother's been up on here trying to be a little bit honest, but I ain't heard the woman say anything because women do some outrageous stuff when they want a brother. You know what I mean?
Because they don't be honest.
Oh, see, there you go talking about don't be honest. And all the tricks that you be playing and stuff like that, don't even go there.
Oh, no, seriously, women, I've personally known quite a few outrageous things that women have done just to get a brother that they want.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do outrageous things. We definitely, if we see somebody that we're attracted to, yeah, we can do some outrageous things, but, I mean, that accounts for everyone.
Yes,
you know?
Indeed.
Just stop wearing the shoes that's too little.
Say what?
Just stop wearing the shoes that be too little when their toes be out on the ground.
Okay, well, stop wearing them tight shirts trying to show them two chest hairs that you have, trying to impress somebody.
We'll make sure we pass that on to the appropriate people.
Okay.
Y'all wrong. Y'all definitely wrong, but you know what I mean? The fellas have been on here because, like I said, I've known women who, let's just say, they've done more than upstanding things when they want to take somebody else's man, and they damn sure proud of it, too, and they've done it. You know what I'm saying? And,
true,
you know, women have gone as far as taking their own best friend's man from them all in the name of love or lust.
But yeah, but that's the man partly responsible for that, too, though, man.
Yeah, works both ways.
Yeah,
if a girl, if you got a good man, you don't want to tell your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, well, same goes for men. You got a good woman, you don't want to tell your friends either. They be all up and through there.
If she's a good woman,
that's
yeah,
the
you
truth.
Do.
Brothers be secretly hating, you know what I mean? And women be jealous of a relationship. You know what I mean? Especially the women who ain't got a man but trying to tell somebody else how to have one. Those the ones who always got a secret agenda. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
Tony, that starts out with, I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't. And next thing you know, they done broke up
they
with
have.
You. She's bringing you meatloaf. Cause she, I know you ain't cooking, so I brought you something to eat.
Hold on, 561, you're in the room. You had your hand up. Say something.
Oh, this is Loyalty. I was just speaking to somebody, and they had just mentioned to me about something that somebody had did that was really out of line. He was just telling me that a woman had him arrested in order to bail him out. To make him think that she had
damn. Wow.
No, that's a psychotic woman.
Oh, you don't want to go there with that one.
Loyalty. I'm gonna do you one better. I'm going to do you one better because it all falls in line. The woman gets the man arrested and comes up to the jail to tell him that she loves him. How do you love me by getting me locked up?
Pretty Tony, that is a really good question, but I don't know. I'm just saying we were just speaking about it in the room that we're in right now, and somebody just happened to say that. And
I'm glad you brought it up because in a brother from the hood, any brother from the hood done seen that. Girlfriends and baby mamas call the cops, get you locked up, then up at the jail. The very next day at the window, tell you about she loves you and we need to work it out. My freedom is gone.
Now, look. First of all, y'all know y'all really, really tripping. How many brothers and guys, and look, y'all on some way old whole other stuff now, because, man, there's a whole lot of brothers that got shot and women be talking about they love them. I didn't want to kill you, but I love you so much.
That's
what
the whole point is, baby. I've seen men do the same thing.
That's true. It's all in the name of love. We love. How can you? The way I look at life is if you love something, or maybe maybe I live in a fantasy world. You love something, you care for it, sort of the way like you care for your child or you care for your mother. You want it to be better and do better.
You want it to act right.
You see, and a lot of people have done stupid things in the name of act right.
Yeah.
Like locking brothers up.
You get me arrested.
Running into your car.
After that, I would not cross the street to piss in your mouth if your teeth were on fire.
Thank you. Or
that was poetry. That was definitely poetry.
All in the name of you want somebody. How is poisoning me wanting me? You're killing me, fool.
Now, that one I don't get. How you going to poison somebody that you love? That's definitely not going to make them come to you. I think you made that up.
I don't want nobody else to want you.
Thank you. There you go, K. Diddy, because you and I both know the crazy broads. There you go. I said it, Joy.
You know what? You better be glad I'm not over there, because upside your head, man.
Because, you know, Joy talking about this made up.
That is a broad.
That's
a
what?
If she gets you arrested because she loves you, that's a broad, okay?
I got a couple other names I prefer to call
her.
No,
that's a crazy-ass woman.
You know what I mean? There's the one.
Fred, you're live. 702-561, you're live. 702-358, you're live. Spit it out. What's your point?
Okay. Say that again?
Oh, no, I was just saying this is loyalty. And I was just saying, you know, I'm understanding everything that you guys are talking about today. And it does have, it tinkers on borderline of psychotic versus act right.
Borderline?
Yeah. If somebody has you arrested because they want to be there to get you out of jail, that's psychotic. That's crazy.
That is psychotic.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
then they're the brothers. And I'm, you know, because I stand up for the fellas. I ride for the fellas. But at the same time, I don't feel no way because I've seen ignorant brothers who, because he couldn't have her, he shut everything down that's around her to isolate her. How is that loving her? That's called destruction, homie.
That's called stalkerism.
You know what I mean? Park down the block talking about you need help with the grocery bags. How the hell you know she got grocery bags, homie? Where the hell you at to see her taking the groceries in the house?
Stalker. Can you say stalker?
What about them fools who be trying to kill themselves because their woman won't reciprocate the affection?
Yeah, what the hell?
We're right back at the same thing. Borderline psychotic or borderline I want you to act right because that's what I'm saying.
Or she got that good and tripped him out.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, man. I don't care if she's a cockeyed numbers cruncher. I don't care if she got the good. Pretty Tony done been around the world, and I am yet to meet the fluffy delicious, a.k.a. vagina/coochie, that's going to make me take myself out.
Seriously.
I can't speak for another brother. You know what I mean? I can't see myself taking a last shot of tequila, whiskey, and putting the 9mm to my head because, truth be told, after I'm gone, she going to cry, but then she going to find another brother to handle it.
Tony,
this is for
joy and loyalty and passion. A real brother does not get suicidal. He gets homicidal.
Homicidal.
Why is that for us?
Just so y'all know.
Oh, just so you know.
You had to go there, right? You had to go there.
Yeah, he had to go there.
You had to go there.
But it's still, but hold on. So that's still in the name of love. Whether it's suicidal, homicidal, psychotic, stalker, we can go keep coming up with all these names.
Oh, you met my ex-wife then.
There you go. And we all got those stories. We all got those stories. You know what I mean? Women, you want to talk about outrageous things people do to keep people? Women who try to purposefully get pregnant by a brother knowing you're a one-night stand. What the hell? You're not got to endure 18 years of torture?
Well, you know, it might not be torture. It doesn't always turn out to be that way.
I'm talking about dealing with the person.
Right. For any woman that wants to trap somebody in order to keep them in their life, that's not fair. That's not fair to force the other person.
And I'm going to put it further out there. The brothers who go out of their way to constantly keep a woman knocked up all in the name of love, that's outrageous.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep a barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah, all the time. You know what I mean? What planet you from, man? But these are the outrageous things. You know, ain't nothing that we've talked about is made up stuff, because people do some strange things all in the name of keeping and attracting and wanting somebody, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I have heard mothers that have taught their daughters how to put a pinprick in a condom just so they could do just that.
Well, those are desperate women. You know?
What?
Those are desperate women, gold diggers. You know, and they're in a class by themselves.
Is that a broad?
In fact, you know what? Here's what I'm gonna do right here. We're gonna take one more quick little musical break, because I'm gonna interject some God up in here. My man Clockwork talking about he see like prison, because any of you stalkers, psychotic, homicidal, suicidal people, y'all need Jesus.
I just declare
Game Taylor on the beat.
Feels like praises, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like praising, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, homie, I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it. Yeah, I don't know what it is, bro, but some points you just grow a little bit, ma. One day you're just in the audience, and the next Sunday you're a full participant. I can't help it, I'm caught up in the mix, and the Holy Spirit got full control of my limbs. Can't explain what's coming on my lips, like I took a crash course, learned foreign languages. Start tingling, rhyming and reasoning. Grab a tambourine, got that bad boy jingling. Feeling weak, I don't know if I can stand up. And at the same time, I can't sit down. Fair enough, tears keep coming from my eyes. I can't man up, feel like I'm in grade school. Why I got my hand up? It's a feeling and I can't explain it. But when I get up in that zone, it's amazing. I'ma
start drumming and the keys start playing. And the choir stand up, I'll be on one waiting like, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, 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 ooh. When that drummer start drumming and the keys start playing, and the choir stand up, I'll be on one waiting like, ooh, 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 ooh. I feel like praising, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like praising, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, homie, I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it. Cause when that fire gets shut up in my bones, feel like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't care, let the whole world watch me. Even with a red octagon, you couldn't stop me. Take it up a notch, running through the aisles. We feel it so much, we massaging the crowd. People laying on their face like a victim. It's like heaven coming out the sound system.
When the drummer start drumming and the keys start playing, and the choir stand up, I'll be on one waiting like, ooh, ooh, ooh. When that drummer start drumming and the keys start playing, and the choir stand up, I'll be the only one waiting like, ooh, 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 ooh.
I feel like praising, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like praising, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah. Yeah, call me, I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it.
All right. It's Reg, I'm back. and so is Pretty Tony. I just want to let y'all.
Hello. Are we back?
Yeah, we back. You back?
Okay. I'm there. Passion, loyalty.
We're here on the line.
I think we lost Reg. Seriously, but he'll be back.
If you hit up Player, Step Your Game Up, Playology on the internet, you'll bring up Tony's book. The book is about stepping your game up no matter what you do, street life, business life, whatever. It's about being real, stepping up the game. The song you just heard was Clockwork. Clockwork was at our April 4th concert that we had here in Las Vegas, in the suburbs of Las Vegas called Henderson. The concert was off the chart. And,
yes, it was.
Clockwork is one of our independents that we're supporting. So just so y'all know. I got a couple of callers here that want to say something. Craig, you're live. 561, you're live. 358-808-481. That's me, 421. You guys are live. What you got to say? Where were we?
Well,
Tony got a new book.
That's me, Reg. The 358 is me. But what I got to say is also that I just want to throw it out there that the new book, you know what I mean, the first two books I wrote, Player Step Your Game Up was real street, and Playerology was a little bit more mellow, but the new book, you know what I mean, Who Is She and What Is She to You, I think is going to show my growth as a man, and that's one of the things that I always, you know, doing this show and doing all the talk shows that I do and talking to all the fellas, one thing that I encourage each and every brother to do is grow. Because as a man, you have to grow to understand yourself. And some of the dumb stuff we did before we understood the game, we're not supposed to do because, you know what I mean, experience brings wisdom. And if you're not growing and you're not gaining wisdom, you know what I mean, you're stagnated. And I don't encourage any man to be. If you're 40 years old and still acting the way you were when you're 22, something's wrong with you. You need to go get some kind of counseling. You need to get around positive brothers that can teach you some things, because a 40-year-old is not supposed to act like a 21-year-old. That means you ain't learned nothing. And as my writing grows, I want to show my growth. I love Player Step Your Game Up, and I love Playology, but this new book is going to show my maturity, you know what I mean, as time has gone on. And that's all I really wanted to say, brother.
That's very profound, Tony. You go, boy.
Joy,
like
you're
that.
Scaring me. Joy, you're scaring me.
I know,
you don't
huh?
Get along, Joy. You don't get along.
Well, every now and then you might say something that makes sense, like today. So, hey, you're growing
well,
up, home bucket.
Well, I'm going to off to all the broads out there. What's up? Holla at your
okay.
Boy.
You just had to go there with
I'm
the broads.
You're growing.
You know, you're growing.
Yeah.
Growing.
Mm.
But broad is good, better than skinny.
Thank you. But you know what, Joy? Thank you so much for the compliment. You know, me and you always clown around, but we cool. But thank you so much. A brother do try to show some growth in his character and in himself by saying stuff like that, because you got to grow, man.
That's true.
Yeah,
you can't
grow,
stay stagnant all your life like some people we know over there.
We ain't calling no names, though.
No, we ain't calling no names like K. Diddy.
Well, I want to chime in because we also have to pay bills. World Movement Records, one of the sponsors of this fine radio show, also want to throw out there that it also has a publishing wing, and we're encouraging all writers to either get with myself or Tony or Reg about opportunities to get your writing and your book out.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the key reasons that, you know what I mean, we're trying to become, you know what I mean, our own brand. So the publishing game is something that we have ventured into and we're going to venture further into, because a lot of times you're trying to get with these big publishing houses and rejection. A lot of people can't handle rejection. So you want to get with somebody small and independent like us that will give you a chance. But understand this, that it costs to be the boss. Nothing in life is free. And if you have a dream that you're pursuing, myself, as a living testimony to that fact, you have to be willing to put it out there
on your own sometimes. So if you got to come up off some chains to pursue your dream, that's what you got to do. Some brothers and sisters would rather to go buy jewelry or, you know, Jordans or have the latest $1,000 Dolce & Gabbana rather than put that towards pursuing a dream of a book or a book of poetry, whatever your dream is. You know, not be naked pictures of yourself. We don't turn down naked pictures of women. Send it to us. Reg, give them the email address. We like naked pictures of women.
How about some naked pictures of some men? We want to see what you're working with.
Well, send it to Joy at joy@femail.com. That's joy@femail.com. All the naked male pictures go to that email address.
If you want to send some, if you got a book, you want to send excerpt. If you got music, if you got, see, the whole thing is that, you know, independence. We run entertainment now. 80% of this industry is independent. It's a $970 billion a year industry. If you've got something that you want to promote, send it to Reg, R-E-J-J, at IEA.biz. This show is just one of the shows that we're doing. We've got internet radio coming online. We've got television coming online. It's going to be satellite worldwide distribution at IEA.biz. I just want you to know we are the source. It's not necessarily that we're small. It's that, you know, right now it's target marketing. You know, you have to reach the market that's going to be receptive to your message, and we can help you do that. So if you're listening to the show, if you've got something to contribute, either your art or your opinion, you can contact Reg at IEA.biz. You can call me at my office, which is 866-568-0410. IMND.biz is a website. IEA.biz is the website for the Independent Entertainment Association. We're there for you. We've got your back. We're supporting entertainers around the world.
Hey, Lady Joy.
I'm here.
Since you've been absent for a while, tell the good folks where they can reach out and touch you at and what work you're doing right now.
Well, I'm working in radio and,
no shit.
You know what? I'm working in radio. I work in radio, and I like to promote people that I think that shows a lot of talent. And if I can help someone to get their music out there or to promote someone that's writing a book, a play, or whatever, you know, that's what it's about. Each one, teach one, and help one. And that's what I do. And you can reach me at Exquisite News, EXQUISITENEWS at AOL.com.
All right, and brother K Diddy done already promoted himself. As for your boy Pretty Tony, get out there and support me. I get so much email and phone calls and all that from people. You know, a young lady hit me up from Dallas, Texas the other day. I guess she heard one of my shows, and she was asking me advice, and I just thought that to be crazy. But anyway, I told her what I thought was best, and it's just my humble opinion. So go out there and support your boy, help the book take off so I can, you know what I mean, get in the door so that I can open the door for others, because there's so many brothers on my like myself who come from the wrong side of the fence who are trying to expand their horizons, you know what I mean, and without y'all's support and love, we can't do it. So grab a copy, Amazon.com. Buy.com. Matter of fact, if you Google the book, it just pops up everywhere. And as I say every week, if you prefer, if you want it more personally, you want me to sign it to you, go to www.worldmovement.com, order a copy of the book. I autograph every book that comes off that website. You know what I mean? Get at your boy. And once again, tell a friend about the show. We have a ball on here. We agree to disagree. We talk shit to each other, but at the end of the day, we are respectful to the opposite sex. 646-929-2870. Yes, most of the time we are. Except when Joy gets violent.
Why I got to be violent?
You get that white
porch. I'm expressing my opinion.
You get that white porch ripple up in her.
You know, you see what I'm talking about? when you talk shit like that,
that's
going to rile.
I got a shout out.
Shout it out.
My shout out is to Craig. Craig has a restaurant in Mexico, right down the street from Cancun, in the Yucatan Peninsula. You're talking about paradise. Craig's got a restaurant. His restaurant should be online in the fall. To get some independent entertainers down there, so we're going to have a lot of fun in paradise. So I just wanted to put that up there for you. If you have questions, you have information that you're requiring about coming down to Mexico and hanging out with Craig at his – he's putting together an Indian food restaurant, not Hiawatha, India, but like Mahatma Gandhi, India. In Mexico.
So he got that tandoori chicken and all that, and that naan.
And
what?
I think that Passion and Loyalty, they have something to promote, too. You girls there?
Okay, hold on. I just want to get Craig's number. It's 212-729-5070. So call him up. Find out what's going down in Mexico. I'm telling you, it's paradise. You might not want to come back. 212-729-5070. That's Craig. He's down in Mexico with an awesome restaurant, beautiful wife, beautiful young daughter. He's building his life down there. He's creating a refuge for us to get away to because it's getting crazy up here, just so you know. Loyalty, Passion, y'all got some shout-outs? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We have a nonprofit organization that we work with, At-Risk Teens, and it's called Teen Life Unlimited. And right now we are promoting our business incubator. So if anybody is looking for office space or help with developing their businesses, Passion and Loyalty are the ones to call.
How would they contact you?
They can reach us.
FluffyDelicious.com.
Yeah,
FluffyDelicious.com. The business incubator.
It's noplayin11@yahoo.
I thought that the chicken in already.
And that's noplayin11@yahoo.
And the Passion and Loyalty, I want to put this out there for y'all. So if y'all ever have like a seminar for the at-risk youth and you need somebody to come talk to them, holler at your boy, Pretty Tony. I love talking to kids because they relate to me, especially if they're from outside of the fence. I want to tell them that, you know what I mean, no matter what's going on, there's still tomorrow and the sun still come up. So if you ever need me, do not hesitate to contact me. I will gladly come and sit down and talk to the kids for you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we appreciate it. Thanks.
On that note, everybody, you know, Dr. Mandrake, we missed him once again. He called in once or twice, but he's a very busy man as he deals with all the stuff in the cosmos and all the astrological stuff. Get at us, man. Every week, 2:30, right here, Blog Talk Radio. Can a Player Play is the name of the show. I'm your boy, Pretty Tony, along with Lady Joy. Say hey.
Hey. I'm here.
Okay,
putting it down. Putting you
what's
in line.
What's up? And, of course, Reg.
Most cool in the house.
You know what I mean? We're here for you. We love you. We're going to keep it going like this. Please tell a friend or two or three and have them call in. We can chop it up, get to know each other. We all family up on here. You know what I'm saying? And remember, my words of wisdom that I put out there earlier for everybody. This is your moment. This is your life. It's all you got. So live it, love it, and make sure that you laugh. Come back and join us. You know what I mean? We'll be right here for you. You know what I mean? This is just my favorite song, and it's normally what I used to go home. Jamie Foxx, T-Pain. Y'all can blame it all on the alcohol for some of the stuff we've done. Cockeyed Number Cruncher with Can Touch Your Nose With Your Tongue. Get at Reg. You got his email address.
Right. You have two cock eyes.
Blame it on the loose. Got you feeling loose too. Blame it on the tone. Got you feeling gone. Girl, what you drinking? Don't let
must have
most shots, you open up like a book. I ain't trippin',
cause I'ma read ya.
Shout it, I ain't trippin',
I just wanna please ya.
I'ma take a shot of the nouveau. Shout it, didn't you know? Going down, we can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean? Shout it, got drunk, thought it all was a dream. So I made her say, ah, ah, ah. Now she got a hand on my lips, got my feet all wet in my ride. My pants got bigger. She already knew what to figure. Had her looking at her boyfriend.